And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Gonna sheesh for being here with us today. Well, it's time for our Thursday weekend weather outlook, and we have one of the lead forecasters here in our studio with us right now, Wes Atkins, who oversees the Juno National Weather Service team. Well, Wes, I do believe that this is actually the very first time that I have seen you in person after talking with you for more than a year and a half over the phone and sometimes in the virtual realm, but boy, it's nice to see you face to face.
It totally is. Likewise to you, Rhonda. I really appreciate you having us today.
Well, it's always great to get a weekend weather outlook. And of course, we talk to you all the time when we have wild weather conditions. But I just want to mention that you're leaving us, that this may be actually the last time I get to interview you, because you're heading out, what, for Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, close to it. I took a new position in Virginia. So, I'll be transferring to the world of aviation weather support. So, a little different challenge, very different than here in Alaska. But of course, we deal a lot with aviation weather here in Alaska. So, I'm excited about that.
So, I mean, you probably prepped for that here. I mean, just following weather conditions, of course, we have always a lot of fog and a lot of things that can delay planes. A
lot of terrain that can be hidden by fog, low clouds, a lot of wind, and a lot of low visibility. So, yeah, aviation weather is super important here. Obviously, because Alaska communities count on aviation for supplies, for travel, and so on.
Well, I tell you that I'm not going to be sympathetic at all if I talk to you next summer and you're, you know, it's like 80 degrees, but feels like it's 100 in the humidity there.
No, I'll probably be wishing I were back here. That's for sure.
But maybe you'll get a vacation here, right?
Oh, definitely. I have numerous friends across the state, so I'll definitely be back in Southeast Alaska.
Well, I will miss your expertise, you know, having talked with you about different conditions. And I know that the last time I talked to you, you said August is always wet.
August is always wet. There might have been one or two years where we kind of were in the middle of a drought. We might have been below normal, but I think it was still a little on the wetter side then. So it just is a fact of life. If you look across Alaska, the Great Land, August is just a very wet month. We start to transition towards a storm track that's over the North Pacific, and it just kind of wants to make that left turn up into the state over all corners. And it's not the wettest month in Southeast, but looking at Anchorage, Fairbanks, Nome, Barrow, they're all the wettest month is August.
August, so. And really for Juno, that kind of extends right through the fall.
Oh, for sure. September and October, those are our wet ones for sure.
But boy, you know, the truth of what you said hit home with that big atmospheric river that dumped quite a bit of water on us last week. Any stats on that yet? I know it's a little early.
Yeah, it kind of was a wake-up call. We can get atmospheric rivers any time of year, even in the midst of our dry season. And definitely I've lived through some of those, and you're like, whoa, it's June. Why is it raining so hard in such a short amount of time? But as we go towards fall, they start to become more and more prevalent. And sure enough, we got a doozy here on Iron Man weekend, of all things. Luckily for the race, we were able to avoid the worst of it. But it definitely started on Friday. All told, we got anywhere between 1 and 3 inches around Juneau proper. And that was over about a 48-hour period. But, you know, just points just south of us, down where we have some power generation plants down at Snedisham, they got close to 6 inches of rainfall. It was raining buckets. And even some of the racers had some showers to contend with. And some of them weren't necessarily light rain showers. But I hear towards the end of the race that things kind of slackened off and eased.
Well, you had one of your own staffers, one of your own forecasters, meteorologists on the run there.
We did. And we were so proud of him. And I don't think he's going to be completely embarrassed if I mention him by name.
Oh, go ahead. Embarrassing.
But yeah, Ben Linstead, you are rock solid from our team. And we are, you know, the entire office was rallying behind him. And it allowed our office to get excited over kind of trying to forecast for this weekend and to get runners prepped and to kind of message and so forth. Because he gave us some inside knowledge as to, you know, about practices, about nutrition, about where the race will be at a certain time. But we're so proud of him. As I would like to say that I'm just one forecaster here. We have such a great team, a lot of well-rounded experience, and this office is going to be in great shape, and they will not miss me at all.
So have they announced who will replace you, or is there an acting person in the lead till they decide?
You know, that I don't think the job has bid out yet, but there will be a replacement. There's already some folks who are going to slide in temporarily. And it's always fun to see a lot of junior forecasters just kind of step up into those leadership roles. And we definitely have some shining stars in our office.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that. So back to what we always talk about on Thursdays is what are we looking for the weekend?
Yeah.
These past couple of days, I've enjoyed them.
It's been kind of nice. I think there might be some complaints around town, if there are complaints at all, after such a wet weekend. Some of us might like to see a few more rays of sun than what we have seen. I know there were reports of some filtered sunshine through town today, here on Thursday. We could see a little more in the way of sunshine tomorrow, probably more of a signal tomorrow afternoon. And that's something to watch out for. Our temperatures have gone up into the mid-60s, and I think they'll be deep in the 60s tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to go 70. I think that might be a stretch. So it'll definitely feel nice tomorrow and another dry day. So good day to mow the lawn, good day to prepare, take your walks, because going into the weekend, we're going to start to increase those winds, bring those onshore winds, and they hit the mountains, and then wham, we start having increasing chances of rain. And by Sunday, it looks certain that we are going to get some rain. Is it going to be as heavy as last weekend? No.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But it will be wet. It's not going to be rain in sheets. But there'll probably be some breezes with it as well. Now, I have to say, looking in the crystal ball for next week, I was talking to one of our highly experienced forecasters, great friend of mine. I really trust his opinion. Pete, I'm going to say him by name because I love him. He's dear to my heart. But whatever the case, Pete was telling me that we are watching the potential for another atmospheric river. This far in advance, it's difficult to know whether it's going to hit north of us. It might hit BC, south of us. It could just barely miss us and go to Ketchikan, or it could strike us. So it's kind of like forecasting bullets that far in advance.
Oh, thank you for the heads up.
Oh, yeah. But it could happen. But that said, even if we don't get hit by an atmospheric river, it looks to be a wetter time period. And that kind of follows the script for August.
Right. August script. Wet, wet, wet.
Exactly.
And just be happy for the partly cloudy days, mm-hmm. right, that you get.
It's funny, though, Rhonda, because as we go into August, we become so used to wet, 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 wet. And then the clouds part for like 3 or 4 days. And we haven't had such a nice break in so long. And you start to get those longer nights and you detect, huh, this doesn't feel like a June break. It feels a little more fallish. And that usually takes everyone by a little bit of surprise. It might get down to 40 degrees in the valley. You might just feel that nip in the air. And people, it just kind of signals to the brain, huh, we're headed towards fall.
Well, just before we go, I just want to spend a minute or so talking about your time at the Weather Service, because the focus on weather and climate change and warming temperatures and all the weird weather that it causes has probably been a big part of your job in the last few years.
Yes, it has. You know, at the Weather Service, yes, we do have a public interaction. We're always on Twitter. We're always on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And we encourage everyone to kind of look us up, follow us, get us on your feeds and so forth. But we also have a not so public side where we're constantly working with organizations like the media, like KTOO, for example. But not just KTOO, KHNS, KINY, and the list goes on.
The whole region, basically.
Basically the whole region, even to some extent the television stations in Anchorage. But we also work with emergency personnel, whether it's in Ketchikan, whether it's right here in Juneau. We definitely worked with the CBJ on them kind of providing service to the Ironman this weekend, whereas we didn't talk directly to the Ironman people. We deal with public safety, and that goes through CBJ. So just watching some impactful weather events, some really serious events, like the tragedy that happened over the Northern Panhandle in Haines, and to some degree Juneau.
That happened on your watch.
Yeah. So I wasn't particularly working at the time, but our office was, and just watching our office galvanize to kind of support that in such an emotional, dedicated way.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we want to thank you for your service here. Good luck in the Washington, D.C., Virginia area. Thank you again for all that you've done, and we will miss you, Wes.
Well, I will miss you all too, so thank you.
All right, well, we are out of time. Thanks so much for joining us, and from all of us at KTOO, have a good evening.